Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hindsight Podcast. So, Lakon Refai, Inyoba Monday. Not here today, but of course, we've got IBK Sports, who's always driving a Golf 4, and also Tony Swimpy on the show as well. We're speaking about tattoos and whatnot, but it's great to have all of you here. Talk to me about this tattoo parlor you went to. What happened there?
I mean, it was something that we just all were talking about and said, oh, probably let's get a tattoo.
You want to get a tattoo?
Or let's get our ears pierced.
You want to get an ear study.
But I couldn't go through with it.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Right. Chickened out.
Why?
I chickened out. I don't know. Why? I just couldn't.
You don't call him from house.
I saw somebody crying. I saw somebody crying while they were tattooing him.
No, I can't stand pain.
And I'm
personally,
no,
I don't think...
I'm not going to do this shit.
I don't think I have a threshold for...
What about Memphis?
For needles.
Memphis. I wonder how you did this.
But one. Obviously now, because he's a fair guy, tattoos look really good on you. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I just feel like... When you're 40, you're...
Nah, the thing for me is, though, is...
You're going to think as your mom...
If I want to have tattoos, I want to have it, you know, hidden.
Yeah, in a specific place.
Mine, if I want to do my own, I think it has to be beautiful, not... All these Nigerians.
What do you mean? That's
respect to Nigerian guys.
First of all, ask yourself.
Not tattoo that'll be aging with my age as well. I need tattoos that when I look at it when I'm 70, I'll be like, wow.
If you have the money,
tattoo,
you get that.
You have to renew those tattoos.
It's your money now.
You know, see as a fine.
You think it doesn't renew it?
I'm sure it is now.
I don't know anything about tattoos. I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Even Zlatan
Ibrahimovic. I don't know if you have to renew or you have to.
I'm sure you have to ink it again. That's a tattoo like that. Guy. You never know, man.
All over his back.
But no, it's good to have you. Speaking of which, I like the shirt. Does everybody feel comfortable with the shirt? Mm-hmm. Good?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very
cool. Yeah, I think it's cool.
I just don't like the fact that we're all wearing blue. So
I'm wearing gray.
Yeah, you're wearing gray. Which is not bad at all, but a shout out to Eccentric _NG for gifting us the t-shirts. The style is really good. We appreciate it. I'm sure he would think about missing this podcast again. And but good to have you as well. Enjoy the last podcast and the point you made. Great stuff. Today we're going to talk about what will represent success and what will represent failure for, you know, lots of the managers. Of course, the Euros is done, so that's done. We didn't feel the need to talk about the Euros today. I feel like that's been covered extensively.
No, wrap up.
Yeah. But,
Copa America. I mean,
no.
We're not talking Copa America. We're not talking Copa America.
What is there to talk about?
I don't think Copa America.
You know what you talked last weekend?
See?
The funny thing be say, you know why I don't like you? You know they apologize.
See?
You suppose just tell me, say, make I know vex. Because someone was telling me on Instagram that, why is it that I was the only one that got it right? Like, everyone was against me, but... I said, Messi fan, apart from being a Messi fan.
You sound like you are trying to split inheritance.
No, I was telling. I told you that if you watch
if you watch
the whole Copa America, like Brazil games and Argentina games, you realize that there's something going well for Argentina. I told you that they look like a team that could actually
only one thing I want to know.
But you are saying
only one
like,
thing I want to know.
Yes,
because they're finally bonding now. And then you feel
only
like
one
that's
thing
what's
I
going
want
over
to
them.
Did you watch that game at all?
I did.
Like from the group stages.
No, I saw 3-4.
Your team won.
Did you watch the game?
Your team won.
You stayed up at night.
I always stay up overnight.
Your team won. Why are you angry? And secondly, we're not talking about Copa America.
For me,
why? To hell with you.
Why?
Liking me.
Why?
Ogu killed that like.
For me, you're a Messi fan. I don't think you have any option than predict that Messi will win.
True.
You get
so
true.
Even at the time you made that prediction, it wasn't a logical prediction in terms of analyzing football. You were not certain.
True.
When we got into the analysis, listen,
it was a spiritual warfare.
Listen.
It was a spiritual warfare, bro. We all know that it was a spiritual warfare. Yes. And God has finally saved my boy.
Oh my God.
I don't know who is battling Messi. I don't know who is battling Messi. I don't know who is against Messi. But I said that.
Are you okay now? We talked about
bro. We fasted. We prayed. We did all sort of things.
Really?
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell you, I saw it in my dream.
You finished from Unilag not with a first class, right?
why are you concerned about that?
I'm trying to figure out how much fasting you
don't support.
Why?
To support your education.
Is he a fast?
How much fasting have you done to support this podcast?
This guy,
but on real though, you need to fast for the pod.
You need to, if that's the case, you need to fast because now Messi has won. So please go and fast, please.
Yes,
fast.
No, this one is not a spiritual affair. Everyone is enjoying it.
Really?
Yes.
Right. Let's get away from that. Let's start off with I want to talk about what it means for a team to transition. I think everybody quite understands what it means for teams to be in an incubation period. And I think last season we could see that with a team like Chelsea, for example, who are in incubation, from Lampard, but ultimately got a win. United have been transitioning for at least 2 years now. And everybody understands that that's a fact.
Yeah.
I think Barca can say they're transitioning as well from a very successful era of football to trying to build a new identity. I think Madrid can say the same as well. But what would be failure and success for next season for a team like Manchester United?
I mean, I think they finished second last season.
Yeah.
The only sensible way to go is to try and go first. So, and at the time, just to go back quickly to when Mourinho was fired, it was second the season before. So, the sensible thing to do would be to try and compete with the team that won the league that particular season. So, yeah. I think, obviously, for United, it has to be to win the league because Solskjaer has been there now 4 years thereabout, or not up to 4 years yet.
That's 4 years now. Maybe 3 years. 2017?
3 years.
No.
2018... 2018 December?
Yes.
I think it was half. So 3 years, three and a half or thereabouts.
So this is the fourth year.
Fourth season.
Okay. The fourth season.
It has to be to win. You have to win the league. Fourth
That's
season.
That's not three and a half now.
Yeah. How long do you need to build a team? More so when the transfers have been much, we've all talked about.
Yeah.
They're beginning to trickle in now. At the time Mourinho was there, they wanted to get Maguire. Maguire has been there for a while now. So now Jadon Sancho, that they've chased for a long time, also has been confirmed. So you have to win the league.
Why did they chase Sancho for that long?
I don't know why they did that for that long. For me, personally.
Because ultimately, when you chase someone that long, it means you are clear about what you want him to come and fit into.
True.
So if you were asked, like, why do you think they've gotten him into that position? Like, what does he bring to the team? So, for example, when they chased Cavani, they wanted a striker. They wanted a 30-goal guy. Someone that gets goals. So when they wanted Maguire, come and show up defense. Make sure that Virgil van Dijk stuff.
Yeah, true.
Goalkeeper, that kind of stuff. So with Sancho, what's the hole he's coming to plug in?
That is where I said it's not clear for me. Because I did not even see where or the role Jadon Sancho is there to play. Where we already have Marcus Rashford... what's it called?
He plays on the right, though.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just saying, literally, we still have options. He could play from the right, could play from the left. We still have options to play those positions. So, literally, he's like a Doppelganger for Marcus Rashford. Literally. Right. So, I'm like, why is he
that Doppelganger or Doppelganger?
I don't know where Sweepy got that H. Manufactured.
No, I didn't, but.
Because
but
it's supposed to be Doppelganger, right?
It's actually Doppelganger.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Doppelganger, yeah.
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger was brought in when we started watching the Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
So that was really
more like he's a double for Marcus Rashford. So I don't clearly see the aim at which United is going at with buying Sancho. I don't see it.
Do you agree with... do you watch Vampire Diaries, first of all?
No.
So you don't understand what we're...
Yeah, I don't.
It's anti-social.
If you look at United, I think for me, they are traditional clubs. And one thing is certain about traditional clubs going into the season, their priority is always to win at least one silverware. The likes of Madrid and Barca might be gunning for trebles, but, Man United, they are trying to transit, trying to get better and all. But what I feel might go well for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, what the positive he needs to take from last season is that if you can easily beat a team as good as Man City, I think they just need to, bring that same spirit playing other teams.
I think they've done that.
I was going to disagree with Swimpy. Even he ran away from the question, but the Jadon Sancho conversation. Yeah. I think when you bring in an attacking player, for me, numbers. First of all, obviously, when you bring in a striker, the responsibility to score goals is more on that striker than it will be on a winger. But when you look at Sancho's numbers, right, any team, especially a team like Manchester United, will want to have him in there because he scores goals, he drops assists as well. But as a winger, when Daniel James came in, I think United have always had you know, that winger that they know can take on people, can bring in crosses, more or less can
so
can
nanny make type assist, stuff,
nanny type stuff, you know, all of those. So for me, and Olegan Solskjaer also, the moment he came in, you know, the conversation has been, I want to take the team back to how they used to play, you know, when Fergie was here. So if that's what we're trying to do, then we need someone on that right wing that can actually cause a lot of damage. And I think that's what Jadon Sancho is there to
right.
do.
So three thronged attack.
Yeah.
Center forward attacking left.
Absolutely.
Sadly, Rashford is out for I think till October, something like that.
So, in
the same breath, let's talk about Chelsea, right? So we win the Champions League from last season. You know, finishing the FA Cup final, you don't win it. What will be failure for Chelsea next season? And the reason we're having these conversations is, you know, before the season starts, we have a clearer head. You know, everybody has a clearer picture of how things are. There's no, you don't use results and form. So you can say at the moment, going to next season from a neutral point of view, because I think we're all at a very neutral point of view at the moment.
Yep.
You can say this would be realistic to put on this coach without even having players. So, for example, United, we're talking about United and they brought in Sancho. So, Chelsea haven't brought in anybody yet, right? Let Tomori go. Giroud most likely is going as well.
Yeah.
What represents success next season?
Premier League, yes.
Well, depending on their priorities, you really cannot wait.
Because why I said that is when you set the ball rolling with a Champions League win already, the owners will be looking at you saying, how about you deliver us the largest title in England, which is the Premier League?
Is it a case of... Answer this now. Or make it clearer to me. Is it a case of Tuchel making the team better than it was? Or... The owners knowing that this team was as good, but weren't delivering on the potential.
So where
do we fall into now? Does Tuchel make the case that, look, I made the team look better than it was? Or would you say that the team was as good or even better than what they delivered last season?
No, I think the team was as good.
Right.
Yeah, because when you look if you say that
means Tuchel is in a bit
there's
of trouble.
There's quality in the team.
I think Tuchel, I was going to say, is a very delicate situation for Tuchel.
Right.
So when you start from the fact that the Chelsea side, whether or not you won Champions League the season before, they want you to win something. The template is no to failure. You go through a season, you don't win, it automatically becomes a problem.
That's there already.
That's the baseline. Now, you won the Champions League last season. You can't come up the following season and not win anything. The FA Cup title, the League Cup title, maybe might not cut it. So you have to win the Premier League. Because if you consider the fact that the last time Chelsea won the Premier League is in 2017 with Antonio Conte. That's 4 or 5 years ago. So now you have to win. Look,
what's the longest run Chelsea have had without a title, Premier League?
2010 to... 15. Since Abramovich, I think 2010 to frame. Ancelotti to Mourinho.
So that was 4 years.
Yeah, four years. So for me, I just...
And this is
like,
4 years now.
And this is four to five years now.
Yeah. When you look at the team, right? Before Giroud was let go, before, you know, the team of last season, I think only Man City can boast of the same depth.
Right.
I'm not saying the Chelsea team has as much quality as the Man City side.
Right.
True.
But when you put Man City in terms of the quality that you got, the depth of quality, the next team has to be Chelsea. Because I look at that side, if Hakim Ziyech is firing on all cylinders,
right?
If Timo Werner is firing on all cylinders, Jude couldn't even get a game. Tammy Abraham got, 11 or 7 goals in the Premier League without even playing a lot of games. So, that's, and then there's Christian Pulisic. Lots of players.
So, failure is not winning Premier League.
Yeah. No. You can't see that because you look at the squad. Premier League or the league, it's always a marathon.
Absolutely. That's why you have a lot of players.
Don't forget that they lost, like you said, they lost about 3 players and they might lose more.
Lost 3 players that were not playing.
It's not a case of... No, that's the wrong way.
You can't say they were right not playing. Your squad...
That's not the right way to put it. They are not losing those players. They are letting them go because they bloated squad.
The reason for squad depth is... when there is problem, you call upon these players. Do you understand?
True. Yeah.
As soon as they leave, then there's pressure on the first.
No, they are not losing
on the guys
the
that
players.
Play week in week out.
They are letting them go.
I know.
It's still what I'm saying.
Even if they let them go, the fact is that if you have one player somewhere, there'll be more confidence that if anything should happen, I can go back to these guys.
That's not entirely true.
Right. Tomori didn't play last season.
Was on loan.
Willie Caballero let go.
Yeah.
Contract expired. Of course, you wouldn't know he's a Brown. Does anybody know he's a Brown? Skip. Billy Gilmore. didn't play last season. Norwich last season.
He played
Victor
some
Moses,
games,
yeah. Spartak Moscow, didn't play.
Yeah.
So you can't say the players that they've let go.
But yeah, we are hearing Jude. We are hearing Jude and Tammy Abraham.
Jude has to go. How many games?
And again, Olakunle, you've forgotten that for you to win the Premier League,
yeah,
you actually need to have a very known, you know, potent attack. The truth is that Chelsea, if they cannot sign Haaland, or if they cannot get a striker that can at least give them 20 to at least 23 goals in the Premier League, they are not winning anything. I'm sure Abramovich is very considerate. Now that this guy has won the Champions League to Chelsea, I think the pressure will be less on him now. So if he should win,
you think it's
yes.
No, that's not true.
I don't think so.
You think that gives him a?
Signing a new 2-year deal doesn't mean the pressure is off. Signing a new two-year deal means the pressure is off.
You are talking as if the Premier League is a priority. I feel that for Chelsea now, it might be a priority, but not a must.
Okay,
like if they win the likes of the FA Cup,
the question is. What would be success and failure
if you were Abramovich?
At least win a silver. I said it before I started. I said that a traditional club like likes of Chelsea, Man United, their priority going into the season is to win at least one silver. Where you are not Barca, you are not Madrid, one treble.
Chelsea win the Carabao Cup. That's success.
See, can I say something?
Obvious,
can I say something? When Tuchel was hired,
it's success.
When Tuchel was hired, I don't agree. When Tuchel was hired, under the circumstances, the goal was
to get us top four.
Into the top four.
Yes.
True.
That was the goal.
Because it was more like a temporary...
Now that I have said bye.
Now, make no mistake about it. The owners, the board, they understand the strength of that team. They know the players in there. The only reason they've given him the goal to say the bare minimum, get us into the Champions, because of the circumstances surrounding his, you know, appointment.
Yes.
Now, you are starting off the season. You're going to get a proper preseason. Make no mistake, there are more players coming in. Really quality players that were on loan last season.
When are
Ruben
they coming?
Ruben Loftus-Cheek is back into that team.
Bro, you are mentioning Ruben Loftus-Cheek a player. Is he a player?
Saying. Here's what I'm saying.
Is he a player?
Understand something.
Is he a Premier League winning player?
IBK.
Do you know what it takes to win the Premier League?
IBK. In the same way.
What quality does
Chelsea
are competing against a very quality side?
Can I engage you for a bit?
Like Liverpool. You are telling me Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Are you going to listen?
Which Ruben Loftus-Cheek?
Are you going to listen?
I'm not listening. Which Ruben Loftus-Cheek? Is he your brother?
This is not Barcelona.
What can they add to Chelsea's team?
This is not Barcelona. Your problem, right, is when you say in the same argument, you contradicted yourself, and you need to take a bit of a minute and listen to yourself more. Right, when you say that to win the Premier League, you need this big squad. Some players have been let go.
You need fantastic squad depth. Yes,
but listen.
Yes.
When you say that you need a big squad, you need
yes.
These players have been let go. You mentioned Tomori that didn't. That wasn't on. IBK.
Bro.
IBK. Can you allow me finish? IBK.
Tomori is a quality
IBK.
Player. We all knew that.
IBK.
Okay.
Don't annoy me. Can you allow me finish? Now.
Yes.
That's your argument. And I'm coming to you based on your argument. I am mentioning to you other players that can then come into the side where you now have that big squad that you're talking about.
True.
All of a sudden, Loftus-Cheek is your problem. And as a matter of
he's
fact,
not fantastic.
And as a matter of he's fact, not, you don't. Not, that's your. See, listen, you don't need him to be fantastic. He's a squad player.
Yes.
Do you know what the team that you've got in there? You've got a Christian Pulisic. You've got Timo Werner.
Yes.
You've got Tammy Abraham that couldn't get a game last season.
Ziyech.
You got Hakim Ziyech.
Yes.
You got all of these quality players. Then in midfield, Kovacic is there. Jorginho is there. Lots of quality. You're telling me
do you know why I don't like when someone said Barca? Why? Because you tend to rate that team more than what they actually
are. Right. So this is
Chelsea winning the Champions League doesn't change the fact that
this is where
that squad can, if they are to win the Premier League, the chances that I would give them would not be more than 6/10.
That's why you support Barcelona.
So this is what I do.
You don't know anything about competition.
So luckily, this is what I do with conversations like this. I flip the coin. So what team would you say should win the Premier League outrightly?
Everybody knows Man City.
Man City.
And Liverpool.
So Liverpool's team better.
Liverpool.
This guy is a joke.
I wouldn't have Liverpool in this conversation.
Liverpool's team.
They've got more quality.
This guy is a joke.
What quality?
So let's do player for player, right?
Yes.
Across the pitch. First 11, right?
Yes.
So Chelsea have Mendy. Mendy, it's not on the level of Alisson, but he's as good as Alisson.
Yeah.
Right?
I think Mendy can stand with Alisson.
Yes.
Right?
Alisson is better.
Alisson is better, but Mendy can stand.
But he can stand.
Yes. In fact, all the back of last season,
yes, Mendy was better.
He's better.
Mendy was better, right? Yes.
Got more clean sheets.
So let's do that. So let's do Mendy, Alisson, that clears out. Right back.
I know.
Trent.
Reece.
I'll pick Reece over Trent all day long.
I wouldn't pick, but Reece is as good.
I'll pick him because defensively, I know that Trent is better.
You pick Reece over Trent.
Let's not the attacking
side. Trent is better on attacking.
Let's not slow down.
Exactly, I know that.
Bro, Trent is better when attacking defensively.
Tunnel vision.
Yes.
Reece, Arnold, right? Two. Equal. They're good. Enough. Top down, good enough. Center back. Rudiger is one of the best 1v1s in the world at the moment.
Facts.
Right. I don't like Rudiger.
True.
By the way.
Yeah.
I don't.
Rudiger, Van Dijk. Right. Thiago Silva, who?
Konate. Brian Konate from Leipzig.
Who's better?
I'll pick Konate. He's a young guy.
Silva. No problem. Yeah. By the way, all of us know Silva is
better.
But let's let it go.
Left back. So we don't argue. Argue a lot. Left back. Chilwell.
Robinson.
Robertson, they stand.
Equal. Central midfield. Kante, better than anybody Liverpool have.
True. By far.
Fabinho.
Right?
I think you can argue that.
Better than Fabinho.
Fabinho is fantastic.
Let's go. They lost Wijnaldum now, right? Yeah. So, would say Henderson and Jorginho are par. Henderson, Jorginho are par. Next player in the midfield is who? Mount and who?
Thiago.
Thiago doesn't even play regularly.
Thiago doesn't play regularly. So let's.
But now Mount has gone.
Mount has young energy.
Thiago hasn't played regularly.
So there's
Keita.
And he's a brilliant boy.
So there's Naby Keita, right? So we go to striking positions. Salah, Mane, Firmino. That's better than anything Chelsea have.
Yeah.
They've got Jota.
Right, plus Jota. That's better than anything Chelsea have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great.
Now let's go to
Chelsea. Let's look at depth. They have Pulisic. What I mentioned in attack, that's all Liverpool has.
Yes.
So Ziyech,
none on bench.
Ziyech, Havertz, Timo Werner, Tammy Abraham,
Pulisic.
And Hudson Odoi.
I'll leave him out. Give me one player while I leave House on a down or die out.
No,
give me one player for Liverpool's bench.
They have Shaqiri,
no problem. I take out.
No,
Ziyech.
No, you don't mention Jota.
You mentioned Jota, so right.
They have Gomez.
Gomez,
the defender.
No, Gomez.
No,
defender.
No, we're talking attackers
now.
No, I'm saying general.
No, we're talking attack.
Gomez.
I'm saying general squad.
No, Gomez are bringing Christensen. That's fine.
Yes.
And then
Gomez.
So the exercise is simple. You can't say that Liverpool have a better squad than Chelsea.
No way.
You can't.
Do you know why I'll say that?
No way.
Will you listen to me first? Do you know why I said that? Liverpool squad, we've seen them win the Premier League. It is not on the basis of if. We've seen them win the Premier League. It is as simple as that. This same Chelsea squad, have they won the league? Right.
So let me give you.
You know what? Let's see. I think we can even use what happened last season to explain this situation. Liverpool had a fantastic team 2 years ago and they won the Champions League, the Premier League.
Yes.
And we can all agree that the reason they won that Champions League was because their most important players stayed fit all season. Last season, Van Dijk was out. Problem. Alisson was out for some games. Problem.
So you see,
Mane was out.
To know how good that squad is, they still made
and
the top four.
And they struggled to get into the top four.
To know how good that squad.
Do you understand,
bro?
And they struggled to get into the top four.
If he was
can you
Chelsea,
beat your chest?
Man, I had the same IBK, trouble Liverpool.
You,
they will not make
IBK,
the top
can
four.
You,
they will
you,
not make the top
IBK,
four.
Can you
beat
your chest?
Wait, let me tell you.
Can you Can you categorically say that if Tuchel had started that last season with Chelsea,
yes,
that he won't win the league or finish second?
They won't.
Right. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. Let's move on. So, success for Chelsea next season, you think you'll be just winning a title,
yes,
and that title is as small as Carabao Cup?
Yes.
Think it's to win the Premier League. That
title
was success.
I'm making the top four.
Right, yeah. Right. So, Arsenal. And this is interesting because I'm putting Arsenal here. And, you know, and normally I wouldn't because I don't think Arsenal are supposed to be... No. They have a huge fan base. Which is important that... No, it's a United fan. So I'm putting Arsenal based off of Arteta, right?
Okay.
So they decided to stick with him for next season.
Yep.
Right? Lots of Arsenal fans thought he would be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they stuck with him for next season. What would be success for Arteta?
Making the top four.
Top four.
It's as simple as that. Making the top four. Top four has always been their priority in the last four seasons. Yes.
I think it has to be top four. The owners have got to be honest as well. How much investment have they made in?
Is that not a step too high? Top four
is not
top four. We're talking. City will be there.
Yes.
Liverpool will not most likely be there.
Chelsea.
Chelsea will be there.
I'm
mentioning United. That have signed. Spurs cannot be in top four.
They can't.
They have a fantastic manager.
They can't. Ryan Mason.
Espirito Santo.
No.
Espirito Santo.
Yes. They have a fantastic manager.
They can be. Don't worry.
They can.
They can't.
Well, let's see. Harry Kane might leave.
So if you're saying
Harry Kane doesn't leave, that's a different conversation.
He can't be in the top four.
He's going to get 20 goals.
Leicester.
20 goals and they're leaking 40.
I think Leicester has been posting
the threat. So I'm saying it's about too high for Arsenal. You're saying
I think
success for Arsenal would be competing for the top four.
That's what I said.
Wow.
Competing.
Let me give you a reason why I said
let me give you a reason why I said top four for them. Now they have a young squad, right? And they have a growing squad. Let's say a squad that is growing.
Right.
And with the trend of what they played, off the back of what they played last season, yes, they weren't incredible. They weren't the best of the best. They weren't even anywhere near it. But you could sense or see the signs that if they gel together really well, they would make progress. And when I said progress, they could get to fifth or fourth position.
Right.
Hold on a second,
we've spoken a lot and relax.
Sure.
You know when you say some clubs have made progress, you have to say when you say this club has made progress, you have to realize that other clubs don't stand still.
True. Yeah.
Right?
True.
So if Arsenal have moved one step, Leicester
United have bought Sancho.
You get City would buy a multi-million striker. Yeah,
definitely.
Liverpool will do the same thing. Liverpool have done, you know, some good signings as well. Yeah. Plus, like you say, Van Dijk is like a new player now this season, right?
Yep.
Chelsea, of course, will do what Chelsea will do. That's steady. So you have to talk about progress in relation to the other clubs. So in my opinion, success for Arsenal will be competing.
Arsenal will not be playing in the Europa League this season or next season. They would not be playing.
Yeah, they didn't make the Europa League.
They don't have the strike. If I were the owner of Arsenal, the truth is that they are not battling anything. Just battle for the top four.
You are not traveling far.
I can understand. You are just playing within the country.
You are not playing in Europe, so yes. You have a lot of time.
I can understand yes. what
boys to I think making the top four
for
you.
I can understand what you say.
Making the top four is
going to be so difficult.
Right,
but I just can't bring myself.
But it's not beyond them. It's not beyond Arsenal
to talk about Arsenal in the context of look. Now you are not a club that you know. You just
but that's nostalgia.
Because I agree, but like Everton, that's like an Everton.
I know.
You know, or like Wolves.
Can you say Arsenal team is better than the Everton team?
Yes.
No.
Man for man, yeah.
I wouldn't say that completely.
Everton side is not that bad. Kieran Tierney is as good as Lucas Digne.
Yeah, it's tough because
Lucas Digne is as good as Kieran Tierney.
You can mention names, but
Seamus Coleman is.
They've got the Colombia guy.
My problem with Arsenal is always those players not putting. You can hear names. James Rodriguez. They're not putting in performances.
Right. So Arsenal, you guys think making the top four would be success?
Yeah.
I think success would be.
Fighting for
the top four. I think City, off the back of a Champions League last season, success will be winning the Premier League.
Failure is
not winning either of Champions League or the Premier League. I think that's what City are at the moment.
For me,
that's
the bar.
I think it has to be the Champions League. The Premier League for me.
Papers
it's
over.
A tradition already.
The Premier League for
it's
me.
It's not a tradition. You can't
papers
say that.
Over the
in the last 4 years, they won three.
Of not winning doesn't matter. The Champions
League. We can't say that it's a
because
tradition.
Because, just for, see, no. when you have should that I much investment why? In a team, right? When you have that much, I think City had the Premier League on lock for so many weeks, you know, that we all agreed, you know, City, I mean, they're going to win the Premier League this season. So, and the conversation, if you look at around the club, the last time they won the Premier League before this last season was 2 years ago.
Right.
So I don't think the desire to win the Premier League will be as much as the desire to win the Champions League.
But it will be failure if they don't win it.
I think it will be failure, obviously, if they don't win the Champions League. If they don't win the Premier League this season.
City are not there. No. You can't say it's failure to win the Champions League.
No. I'm saying if they don't win the Champions League, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying the same thing.
Okay.
You can't say it's failure to win the Champions League if they don't win the Champions League when you have not won it before.
True. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. True. No. That's not true. The reason that no,
he has a good point.
No, relax.
Relax.
He has a good point, but I don't agree with the point. Let me tell you why.
Listen to it again. You can't say that it is failure to go to space when I haven't landed on space.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Since Nigeria, relax now. Nigeria now going to space four.
I agree.
You can't say if Nigeria attempt to go to space and they don't land on space, that's failure.
They brought in someone who has landed there.
You can't say that's failure.
They brought in someone who has landed there.
IBK, relax now. It is my analogy now.
They brought in someone who has landed there before.
IBK. Relax now.
Shall be right with you.
Relax now.
Say amen.
If you bring, what's the guy that went to space? What's his name now?
Branson,
yeah. Right? Mm. If you bring in, I don't know that guy's name, but if you bring in that guy to a Nigerian technology to land on space, that guy will tell you, Yomo, it's not good enough.
True. Can I respond?
You can't say
that's how you change the technology.
No, relax. So
they brought in new technology.
Relax. So let's go back. Let's go back to it. City had never won the Champions League before.
Yep.
They never won the Champions League before.
Mm-hmm.
The day they win it,
mm-hmm,
with the squad they have,
mm-hmm,
they now become an European elite team.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Until then, it will never be failure to not win it.
That's your point.
That's the point I'm making. You get?
This is why I don't agree.
It's not mutually exclusive when I say that and now say that I think it is disappointing and they haven't won it. Right? I feel like last season Champions League final, they made...
Here's where I'm going.
Validates...
Since you mentioned space, right, one of the richest men in the world, Elon Musk, when he sold one of his early businesses, took about $100 million plus,
right,
$100 million or more, and invested in his
SpaceX
company.
Right.
So the idea is, okay, we want to build jets and all that, all that. So what I'm trying, where I'm going is, yeah, you've never been to space, but you've been putting together resources to get you there. And those resources cost a lot. Those resources are quite expensive. So every time you build up those resources because you think they are going to get you there and it doesn't happen, that's failure. So City have never won the Champions
League. No, failure will be not taking off.
Wait. City have never won the Champions
League. Failure will be not taking off.
Now. City have never won the Champions League, right?
Right.
But they brought in a manager
Has won it twice.
Quote unquote, progressive manager, quote unquote, revolutionized football. I think that's bullshit, by the way. You know, they brought in that kind of manager and then they've invested more than £1 billion in that team since that same manager was appointed. Not winning the Champions League. When you also now consider the circumstances around some of the failures that they've had in seasons. They were knocked out by Monaco at one time. I think they were knocked out by Lyon one time. They were knocked out by... That is complete failure.
So I think there's personal failure and there is corporate failure, right?
You don't change goalposts.
No, but of course. No.
If I come on this spot, I don't have a good show. Look at it this way. They've not crossed the finish line to get to final before, ever.
Right.
Mm.
Last season was the first time ever they're crossing to that final.
Mm. Yeah.
So it means final was success.
Can I ask you a question?
Do you know that final was success?
I just want to ask a question.
Mm-mm. Crossing the hurdle of making the final. Crossing the hurdle.
Is it for Man City or any team?
Yes.
Is it for Man City or any team?
Yeah, you have to analyze.
Going by your analogy,
let me just make my own point fast and clear. If you are a businessman, you won't come here and say that City making the final is a success. You won't say
no,
that.
No, going by the analogy,
it's not about business now.
It's everything. The amount that has been invested in that club, like he said, if it was Elon Musk, he brought in some crazy engines, some crazy materials to fly on space. Apart from that, he had to bring in a very experienced astronaut as well to help him fly into space.
That's resources.
Imagine a very experienced astronaut telling you that, I'm sorry, Elon Musk.
The plan has failed.
I'm sorry, say this thing, Crash. I don't feel fly this thing.
Let's round it off because we have to head somewhere else. I just feel.
Only one.
As an institution, you get City not winning Champions League in the last 4 or 5 years that Pep has been there is a big disappointment.
Relax now.
Every season,
I won't say from his first season, obviously, because you have to build towards something.
So let's say the last 2 years, right? Yeah. Because pandemic.
They've been eliminated by Lyon.
That's failure, right? But to make it to the final, right? It's disappointment for anybody. Like how much more City? They haven't won it before.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't won. So no,
look, they haven't even gone to the final.
You're not talking about the investment they've made. I don't like.
Wait, can I ask this question?
I know you don't like.
Why can't?
Only one question.
Why can't Everton win the Champions League? Why?
Okay, relax.
I want you to answer the question.
Because they don't play there. Yes.
If you invest, it's because your investment should determine your return.
Chelsea playing in the 2008 final was success.
One question. Can I say something to you, bros? If you guys are saying because they've never played in the final, so them not winning it yet, you know, it's not a failure. You did secondary school.
It's a personal failure to Pep.
Because they spent a lot of money.
Wait, you did secondary school. Obviously, you never go to university before.
Mm-hmm.
But your parents don't spend a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you to be able to get into university. So you write JAMB, you write WAEC, you write all those things.
Football is team sports. You're drawing a scenario.
No. The situation, the idea is plan, put in resources to get something done, and it doesn't happen. A plan can either work or fail. They spend money on you to get into university. You know what happened? That's failure. You failed. You write the exam. You failed.
Thank you.
It's a personal failure. It's also the club failure because club they spent a lot of money.
Can I also ask another question?
In the last 2 or 3 seasons,
right?
Are you saying that the owners of City wouldn't have told to Pep Guardiola that, look, what are our objectives?
It has always been a priority. It has always been a priority.
If they've had that conversation, it has always been a priority.
Relax. When you say a team has an objective, it's an objective.
Mm.
It's the same objective. It's not an exclusive objective to you. It's the same objective everybody has.
True.
Any season City don't win the Premier League is a big failure, right? Mm. Which is the point I made, right? To not win the Premier League is failure for City because that's where they are at the moment. They're the best team in the country for the last 5 years.
They've been the best team in Europe terms of team.
No, you can't say that. It's not true. They've been the best squad in Europe.
Let's imagine that's a lie.
Bayern were the best team in Europe for 2 years.
True.
Yeah.
Back to back.
So, is there another best team when Bayern were the best team?
No, fine. He's saying, hold on, that's what I'm saying, quality of squad. Bro, let's not do this now.
So 2 years, Bayern were the best in Europe, right? If it's still before, Liverpool were the best in Europe.
True. I said, City was better than Liverpool. First of all, I said, it didn't make sense.
In Europe. No, that's not true. That's heresy.
Mm-hmm.
But they were never the best team in Europe.
Yes,
I did not say they're the best
squad.
Why
are you talking about this?
I said they're the best squad in Europe.
So let's leave it. Let's go to Real Madrid and Barca and wrap up. What represents failure for Barca or success? Obviously, Atletico have won the league from last season.
Yeah,
Barca have signed a couple of players, and this is people don't want to admit this because they want to lower the bars of success for Barca.
Mm.
But I think when you resign Messi, you have Depay, you bring in, you have Pedri, who is now on.
True.
You now have to say Pedri is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Maybe not the superstar.
No, I mean, you get the point, yeah. Right? You have what's the guy's name? Aguero, right?
Yeah, Kun Aguero. Yes.
You know,
yes.
You have to say you have Eric Garcia, who you've just signed, right?
Yeah.
That team is good enough to win the La Liga.
The La Liga, definitely.
So it will be failure, in my opinion. Ibaka don't win the league.
Let me say this.
It'll be failure.
Let me say this.
And now, let's not forget, they still have Griezmann.
True.
Yeah.
And they still have
which they're yet to, yeah. And they want to get Saul Niguez in place.
Dembele is injured, yeah. But it's fine.
I see Ibaka that was dwindling in terms of era, obviously going back off the back of their 10-year success run. And they kind of had like a dwindle 2-3 seasons ago. For now, with this whole thing you mentioned, with these players they've signed and the rebuilding of the squad and all of that, if they do not get the La Liga, it is total failure. Now, for Champions League, you can say,
I think automatically, elite. When you are struggling, when you're not the outright, when you're not the incumbent winner of a title in your country, then you can't talk about Champions League.
No, you can, because you're playing in that.
Because what Chelsea did, let's be honest, what Chelsea did is a one off.
True, is a one off.
Is a one off.
Doesn't happen all the time.
I think we always know more often than not that the person that wins the league in their country will go on to power to everybody and win the Champions League.
Let me just
Liverpool did it. Real Madrid did it.
Barcelona
has done it a couple of times.
Bayern Munich has done
it. When United did it, it was the same thing. Bayern Munich. So what Chelsea is an anomaly. So let's agree on that.
Let me just make this point. Barca is their traditional clubs, according to the fans.
Let me make my point first. I don't care about traditional team.
According to what Barca is, even if they have the lowest squad in the world, I think the fans will still demand, because of the huge success they've had in recent years, they will still demand for the team to compete for all titles, which is not realistic. Now, you are saying that if they should win, or if they don't win the league, it's a failure. I think for me, with the financial issues they've been having, it will be very difficult. That's why they've been signing, you know, free. You mentioned Aguero. Where was Aguero last season? Even in Copa America, where was he? I think Memphis Depay is still the one you can see.
This is what I don't like about cliches.
I don't understand this guy.
Cliches are when a player is on a
providing free, excuses when a for Barcelona.
Free transfer player.
Yeah.
He's not a good player.
I'm giving you a point now.
No, you are providing excuses. That's a lie.
Cavani
was free transfer. He was quality.
Allow me make my point now.
Let me halt you first. You cannot make a point on this podcast and say cliches don't work here. You can't say that there's a lot of free players.
Yes,
Memphis Depay is a free
player. I'm not talking on Depay. You are the one that should relax here because Aguero is not a cliche.
Is he one of the best strikers?
He's a lethal weapon striker,
bro.
He would score you 20 goals.
He was.
Injury did a lot of damage to him last season.
It's not my business.
Why would you say it's not of your business? That's part of football.
The reason Barca's struggle is part of this football.
Why is Liverpool giving us excuses?
Will you listen to me? I will stand up and leave here now.
Why would you leave?
Why would you leave? 5 minutes.
Wait.
I said Aguero because you look at when Barca has been very consistent in the league. They had a striker that would be fit for 35 games out of 38. As long as Aguero can, I don't care about his quality. I'm sure Aguero is not someone that will give you that. That is the fact. That will give you 35 games out of 38 in the league. I am very sure. Suarez has been doing that for the past 5 seasons. And you are telling me that Aguero is a good buy. How is Aguero a good buy? Aguero is not even playing for Argentina. I didn't even play for Man City last season. How is he a good buy? Injury is part of the game, and that is why Barca need a striker that will be available every week, week in, week out. That's the only way he can compete
for the season.
How do you know that he will be fit?
He would.
Someone that has not been fit for the past three seasons.
He will be fit.
How many games has he played in the past three seasons? Do you know how many goals he has? Someone that will play against Leicester and score 5 goals, then you get injured for the next 6 games. Is it that one we want? We want a consistent striker, not someone that will score 5 today and go on injury for 10 games.
Really?
Yes. All these parts will not be in the podcast. Go edit it out.
Right. Just letting you know. Right. So don't waste your energy.
You can't edit it out.
Well, why did you know? No, you see him now. So, when you talk about cliches and free players, let's establish that. That doesn't work on this podcast, right? Because that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that people say to get by, right? Memphis Depay.
I mean, Zlatan was a free transfer.
By the way, Memphis is a striker. Actually, you know that.
That's why I said that. Yes.
Relax now. Oh, you had. But you don't declare now. I don't declare you.
No, you don't declare me.
Right. Memphis Depay is a top quality striker, right? He will score you, give or take, 15 goals.
Mm-hmm.
You agree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Score you 15 goals. And by the way, a striker is not your problem. The problem is at the back, right? So let's leave that. Let's leave. I'm not going to analyze Barca.
Striking is part of our problem.
Stops, actually.
Messi's striking is your best. Like you said at the beginning of this Barcelona conversation, in trying to lower the bar of success for Barcelona, make no mistake about it, I think that all the administrative issues that they're having, you know, is affecting the team a lot. That team, any given season, would compete for the La Liga. The team they had last season. At the time when Messi got back and Messi started scoring, Ousmane Dembele came through towards the end of the season, started scoring. So that was when they had that run with Real Madrid
for Premier League. Is the Barcelona team, is the Atletico team last season better than Barcelona's team this season?
Can you say that last season?
Let's do it.
Even the Real Madrid team.
So let's do it.
Because they have Ousmane Dembele, they have Antoine Griezmann.
And if you are talking about quality,
you can open their score. I think
bro.
So.
No, you can't say you think so.
Go for it.
Let's go for it. Ter Stegen at the back. Oblak cancels out.
Yes, cancels out.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oblak was the player of the season.
Relax.
But they can stand now.
Ter Stegen is one of the best goalkeepers.
He made a lot of errors.
He made a lot of errors last season.
This guy is too sentimental.
That's the end of the podcast.
He's too sentimental.
See, bro, 2 seasons ago.